This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Weird stuff going on with Mel Kiper, who I think loves Shador Sanders more than Deion Sanders does.
The NFL has been clueless for 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterback. Clueless. All that, no idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. That's proof. There's proof of that.
How many times
we know exactly what we're talking about with quarterbacks? They don't.
Mel Kiper totally unhinged, and that was just a snippet of what was going on the ESPN set. I think Reese Davis is as stoic as it comes.
Yes.
Reese Davis, by all accounts, is the friggin' best guy.
Mm-hmm.
Super good dude, awesome at television. He got flustered.
Yeah, he did.
A couple of times, because Lewis Riddick's going on talking about Shador Sanders, and hey, now it's all in front of Shador. Go out there in Cleveland, compete, and you've still got a chance to make something of your NFL life. Like, okay, you didn't get drafted in the first round. Okay, you didn't get drafted in the second, third, fourth round. Go prove yourself. And Mel's going off, not even listening, just tangentially ranting about Shador Sanders. And Reese Davis was like, again, Mel, again, again. We're not talking about that. This is a guy who had to deal with the whole Lank thing.
Yes.
And handled that just stoically.
Uh-huh.
So this Mel Kiper clearly driving everyone nuts on the set of ESPN. And listen, I get it. I thought Shador was a good prospect too. I wanted the Steelers to take him. I said that a million times. But I ain't going to be personally offended that the league views a guy different than I view.
Right.
Him and Mel was just incensed.
I mean, Mel says the NFL has gotten the quarterback position wrong so many times. How many times has Mel gotten the quarterback position wrong whenever
right.
he does his little mock drafts? It's kind of ridiculous. Like, I don't know if that's the hill you really want to die on. Very odd. But I could see that if it does pan out, for Shador Sanders, Mel Kiper's going to be like, I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
So am I.
Yeah, you
that's
are too.
That's how this works, baby.
That's exactly how it works. Mm-hmm. But it was very.
And then if he stinks, I'm never going to mention him again.
Right.
That's how it goes.
Very, very odd.
I was all in on Malik Willis.
Yeah.
You don't hear me talking about him anymore, although he had a nice couple of games there with the Packers. If you're wrong, you just move on. If you're right, you double, triple, quadruple down. Yeah,
absolutely.
Couple of texts here because we asked for people's favorite picks. Here's one. Favorite pick was not picking Shador Sanders. Yeah, okay. The league told us what it felt about Shador, and we'll get into the why coming up next because I think it's a fascinating conversation. And here's another text. My favorite pick was Metcalf with the second pick. It's well said.
Well said. Well said.
That's why when someone texted earlier and said, I don't think the Steelers addressed their needs, they needed not one, but two defensive linemen. They needed a guy who could play up and down the line, and they got that with Harmon. They needed a guy who could be a run stuffer in the middle, and they got that guy later on. This draft was super deep with defensive line talent, and so the Steelers went to the well twice. So there's a need. They were going to get a running back. They got one in the third round. He's going to be a big-time player for them this year. He's going to play a lot, whether it's 50%, 40%, 30%. He's going to play a lot for the Steelers this year. That's a couple of needs. Plus wide receiver. They got that taken care of with DK Metcalf. You're also going to get Roman Wilson back, who got basically a redshirt year last season. And you wanted to get a quarterback with some upside, and they got that dude. You went best player available with Jack Sawyer. What's it mean for TJ Watt? We can talk about that later on in the show. But I'm failing to see where they didn't address all of their needs.
They addressed every single one of them. And I also give them credit for not giving up future assets to get back into the second round, which
good
I
point.
Thought would have been a good idea, thinking that they needed to get into that position to address the needs, but they didn't need to because they got the needs. They fulfilled the needs that they needed. So I do give them credit of not, you know, packaging up something of next year to get back in this year's second round. They felt the need that they didn't need to go there with it. So they didn't. They didn't need to trade up for anybody. They didn't need to, you know, they let the board, their board, be their board, and they stuck to their guns. They weren't persuaded by anything. They weren't moved off of anything. They knew exactly how the draft would probably fall, and it fell exactly the way that they wanted to. Doesn't look sexy for us, like we've been saying, but they got exactly what they wanted.
When you're talking about running the ball and stopping the run, it's not going to look sexy. Whenever you go and you start looking at other people's draft boards and you think about, you know, Golden and how fast he ran, or, oh, Jalen Milroe, wow, like, wasn't going to be sexy. It didn't need to be sexy. They got run on for 299 yards by their arch rival in a playoff game, and they were called out on national television by Kirk Herbstreit for giving up. They like to think they address that with their defensive line picks. And Jack Sawyer, I think, can be a guy who can set the edge and stand up well against the run, Doran.